Eric.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Zai Hai.
Can you tell me what hongbo means?
Terrible.
Terrible, okay.
Horrible.
Kevin, I hope I'm not horrible. Or sound horrible too. I well tango hongbo. I don't know what that means. Okay. We've come to the fourth sermon in our series on Philippians.
关于腓立比书，今日我哋嚟到呢个环节嘅第四堂度。
And one thing we are learning from this letter from Paul is that he has joy.
喺呢个保罗嘅书信当中，我哋所学习到嘅系喜乐。
A real deep and everlasting joy.
系一个好深入嘅永久存在嘅喜乐。
And we learn that this joy thrives in him even while he's enduring hardship and suffering.
我哋见到保罗虽然佢喺患难受苦当中，然而呢个喜乐喺佢心中仍然兴起。
You see, Paul loves the Philippians dearly.
我哋知道保罗对腓立比嘅信徒系深爱住嘅。
And he desires to see them grow in the faith and to carry on the work of the gospel.
佢好愿意见到腓立比嘅信徒喺信心上面有增长。
But Paul knows that to grow in Christ, what is required is not simply believing that he died and rose again, but what is necessary to grow is for every Christian, by the help of the Spirit, to follow Christ.
我哋要知道要信心有增长，唔系单单靠信耶稣死咗同埋复活咗，而系我哋要靠住圣灵嘅引导，要喺呢个跟随耶稣身上学习。To
be like him.
要似耶稣。
To imitate him.
要效法耶稣。
Like a servant.
好似一个仆人一样。
And so how does Paul encourage this?
咁保罗点样劝勉我哋呢？
We turn to our passage.
我哋睇睇我哋嘅经文。
He not only tells us how to do so,
佢唔系单单话俾我哋听应该点样做。
He sends to them examples, real living examples.
佢系会将佢嘅例证话俾我哋听。
Of what it looks like to be a follower of Christ. So Paul provides two glowing examples of Christ, Timothy and Epaphroditus.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Than yesterday?
No, no.
This is what Paul is doing in our passage. He is basically writing reference letters. In fact, in these two men, he's actually sending living letters. Why? Because Paul is hoping by sending these two men, the Philippian Christians would not only hear and know, but also see firsthand what a life gripped in the gospel looks like.
保罗希望透过呢两个人，咁令到腓立比嘅信徒唔单单系听到福音系点样，而系真真正正睇到两个活生生嘅明证，睇到一啲能够俾福音找住嘅人佢嗰个生活嘅样式系点样。
Paul, in the first chapter, said this, give the Philippians a significant charge.
保罗喺第一章嘅时候已经俾腓立比嘅信徒有一种嘅劝勉。
This is verse
27. 喺第一章27节。
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
佢话只要你们行事为人与基督嘅福音相称。
Here now in our passage, Paul commends these two men, these two servants, who exhibit qualities of such a life worthy of the gospel of Christ.
咁呢一章入边咧，保罗所提及嘅两个人，所差派嗰两个人咧，就正正系表现出佢哋行事为人与佢哋嘅福音相称。
So there's much for us to learn here.
所以我哋今日喺呢处有好多学习嘅地方。
If we desire to be 福音人，
如果我哋喺呢处想做一个福音人，
United in the same love.
我哋有一个同一个爱心，
in one spirit and purpose，
系有一个嘅心智，
then we should listen carefully to what Paul says here.
咁我哋就要留心听下保罗点样讲说话。
I see four qualities of what a gospel-centered follower of Christ looks like.
我喺一个以福音为中心，一个基督嘅跟随者嘅身上睇种四种嘅质素。
Two in Paul's description of Timothy, and two in his words about Epaphroditus.
有两种就是在保罗形容提摩太身上看到，有两种就是在以巴弗提身上看到。
So first, Timothy.
首先讲提摩太。
The first quality of a gospel-centered follower of Christ is that he or she is other-centered.
以福音为中心，以跟随耶稣作为 主的人，他们那个第一个的质素就是他以别人的为中心的。
Paul, who is Timothy's mentor, speaks very highly of him.
咁咧，保罗系提摩太嘅师傅，佢系好称赞提摩太。
He writes in verse 20, "I have no one else like him."
佢喺呢处写，佢话咧，我冇一个人好似提摩太咁。
And for Paul, this is no exaggeration to say this.
咁保罗讲呢句说话，佢冇夸大。
There really is for Paul no one else like Timothy because he has taken a genuine interest.
因为对保罗来讲，是没有人可以代替提摩太，因为提摩太他有一份的忠诚的心。
A genuine interest in the Philippians' welfare.
因为他对提摩太，对这个腓立比的信徒，他是很真诚的关注。
Let me ask you.
等我问一问。
When someone cares for you, truly cares for you, you know it, don't you?
如果有人真心的关顾你的时候，你会知道的，是不是？
When you are in need of help and a friend or anybody gives you this help,you know or at least have a good sense of whether this help is genuine or not, right?
如果你有需要的时候，你的朋友或者有一个人来帮你的时候，你会有一种的感觉，啊，到底他这个人对我是不是真心，是不是呢？
Now my question to you is how do you know?
我就问下你了，你怎么知道呢？
Well, I think the word Paul uses here gives us a clue.
我想看回保罗怎么说呢，我们有一点的提示。
The word translated genuine conveys a twofold sense of being natural and also a sense of being painstaking.
在翻译上面 genuine 这个字呢是有双重的意义。一方面呢是要很自然的流露，第二方面呢是要有一种不辞劳苦的意味。
In other words, being genuinely concerned includes some measure of pain or some kind of cost.
所谓不辞劳苦就是说呢一定会有一些的受苦的意味，或者要一定要付上代价。
Or as one commentator puts it, this concern finds expression in true anxiety.
在一个解经家在他的解释讲话，这种所谓的真诚当中，你是要对对方有一种的焦虑的感觉。
It makes sense, doesn't it?
讲得很合理，是不是？
If you genuinely care, there should be at least some measure of anxiety or worry in you.For the other person.
如果你真的关心一个人，你对对方是有一种的焦虑或者担心的意味。
So this is what it means to truly care. It's to worry for the other person, to be truly concerned.
你真心关顾那个人，你对他的问题是有所担心。
Not forced or artificial.
那你的做法不是被逼的，也都不是装出来、造作出来、表面的。
But in a natural or genuine way.
是一种很自然的流露，很真诚的流露。
And this is how Paul describes Timothy.
这个就是保罗形容提摩太的情形。
And how does Timothy become genuinely interested in the Philippians?
那为什么提摩太又会对腓立比信徒有这种这么忠诚的关顾呢？
We look at the next verse, 21.
我们看下一节，第21节。
Paul draws a clear contrast here that is helpful to us.
保罗在这处提出一个很重要的对比，俾我哋认识到，对我哋嘅认识好有帮助。
He says, "For everyone looks out for his own interest, not those of Jesus Christ."
佢话别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
Now this is significant here.
呢度系非常之明显嘅。
And he's clearly referencing back to verse 4 of chapter 2, where Paul has said, "Don't just look out for yourselves, but also for the interest of others."
佢就回应翻上文第四节所讲嘅，各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
But his tone here in verse 21 is different.
不过保罗在21节他的语气又有些不同。
The contrast he makes here is meant to jar or to shake because what Paul is essentially saying, if you're a Christian, but like everyone else, you look out for your own interest, then you're not actually looking out for the interest of Jesus.
在21节保罗的语气呢，他其实是想是提出点嘅对比，佢话到底我哋如果话自己系基督徒嘅时候，我哋系咪经得起筛选同埋考验
？Paul is blunt here.
保罗喺呢处讲得好倔嘅。
He's speaking to Christians who say that Jesus is first in their lives. but in reality and action, they put themselves first.
佢对一班嘅基督徒讲嘅话，嗰班基督徒咧自称为以基督为首，其实喺实际嘅生活上边，佢哋系以自己嘅事为首。
And they put Jesus second.
佢耶稣只不过系第二。
Do you have a genuine interest in others?
到底你有冇对别人有一个真诚嘅关顾呢？
Do we truly care for the person, not for what they can offer us or how we can be blessed by them, but simply and solely for their sake?
我哋同别人嘅关系，我哋系咪净系睇下呢个人会对我有咩好处？我喺佢嗰度有咩得可以得益，而系冇真真心心去关顾佢呢？
This is the first quality of a gospel-centered follower of Christ.
呢个系一个跟随耶稣嘅以福音为中心嘅第一个嘅质素。
Other-centered
系以别人为中心。
The second quality
第二个质素
is that Paul sees in Timothy that he is proven.
保罗睇到提摩太嘅生命上系得到明证。
In verse 22, Paul says that Timothy has proved himself.
廿二节话。你们知道提摩太的名证。
Because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
因为他兴旺福音与我同路，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
In the message by Eugene Peterson, his paraphrase of this is that Timothy's the real thing.
在 Eugene Peterson 的翻译本当中呢，他就说提摩太是一条汉子。
He's not a fake.
不是装出来的。
He's not just talk.
佢唔係靠把口得個講字。
Timothy has shown that his motives are pure and rightly focused on the gospel.
提摩太表現出佢個動機係純正，佢亦都係將福音作為佢嘅焦點。
Now notice the criteria of Timothy's proven worth.
我哋睇睇提摩太嘅名證係根據乜嘢嘅標準。
What Paul mentions has nothing to do with how well Timothy speaks.Or of his leadership abilities.
保罗提及提摩太嘅，唔系话佢讲嘢讲得几咁好，或者佢有几高嘅领导嘅能力。
In fact, Timothy is known to be timid.
其实我哋都知道提摩太佢系一个胆怯嘅人。
His proven quality, according to Paul, instead focuses on two things.
佢嘅名证，保罗讲出系有两，系根据两样嘢嚟讲。
First, Timothy has been mentored over time by Paul.
首先保罗系提摩太的师傅是一段很长的时间。
As a son with a father.
好像父子的关系一样。
Now it's no secret that Timothy was special to Paul.
咁提摩太对保罗是很特别，这个都不是一个什么秘密。
He was Paul's protege.
因为他是保罗的门徒。
Paul had invested in Timothy a great deal, so much that Paul affectionately calls him.
所以保罗在提摩太身上下了不少的时间和功夫。所以咧，佢称佢为佢嘅儿子。
His son, and even as they were so close, although Paul was well aware of Timothy's weaknesses, Paul endorses him wholeheartedly to the Philippians.
因为保罗同提摩太生活咗好耐，佢亦都关系好密切，同埋保罗亦都系会了解得到提摩太嘅弱点喺边一度。
He has proved himself.
佢亦都可以证明到佢。
You see, Timothy is proven and ready because he has over time.Apprenticed under Paul.
因为提摩太已经证明到自己在长时间当中，他是保罗的门徒，受保罗的调教。
You see, for Paul, it seems a person's proven character in Christ isn't quickly or haphazardly formed.
所以保罗知道，心目中就知道呢，要调教一个人呢，不是说很快、急速而随意可以做得到。
It is intentional.
是一定要有计划、有心思的。
It is relational.
是要有彼此有关系的。
And it is dependent on the Spirit's work.
当然是要靠圣灵的工作。
I think of my own life.
我想回起我自己。
And how God has shown me so much grace in forming my heart as a servant.
神在我身上众多的恩典是怎样来冒造我的心来成为他的仆人。
There have been many, many, many times in my life, when I'd want to do things on my own.
在我生命当中有很多很多很多次我想自己做我自己的事。
I made every effort to prove my worth.
我尽我的能力要证明我是得的。
Independent of people around me.
我係唔需要靠我周邊嘅人嚟幫我。
And these were people who loved me, who supported me and encouraged me.
而呢班嘅人咧，佢哋係愛我嘅，佢哋支持我嘅，佢哋係鼓勵我嘅。
But still, I would say to myself, I can do it by myself.
但我仍然我同自己講，我唔使佢哋，我可以自己搞得掂。
And by God's grace, I learned the hard way what Paul's idea of proven character is all about.
憑住神嘅恩典。我是用痛苦的方法来学习了刚才这次保罗所讲的是什么意思。
To be proven for Paul has little to do, to be proven for Paul has little to do with how well you lead, but it has everything to do with how humbly you follow.
要在生命上有所明证，根据保罗的意思，不是说我们有多大的领导能力，而是我们在生命当中愿不愿意谦卑自己来到顺服跟从。
Can you submit and come under the teaching of someone more mature than you?
你愿不愿意在一个比你信心上更成熟的人，你顺服在他的手下？
Or would you rather go it alone?
或者你仍然喜欢做你自己的独行侠？
Are you teachable and hungry enough to come under God's word to shape your life?
你是不是肯受教，能够在神的话语当中能够顺服下来，来到无造你的生命？
Or would you rather figure things out yourself?
或者你都是你我行我素，我自己搞定。
And so my encouragement to you is, be formed by others.
我想劝勉大家，我们都是要靠别人来到帮助我们无造我们的生命。
Allow those mature in the faith to speak into your life.
用让那些信仰给我们成熟的人对我们生命讲说话。
And seek out their wisdom and experience.
追求他们的智慧，追寻他们的经验。
Timothy has proven himself.
提摩太生命上有明证。
Not only in his relationship to Paul, but also secondly, in serving together with Paul.
他不是只是跟保罗有父子的关系，他也是跟保罗一起的在福音上同工。
Timothy, following Paul's lead, has been side by side with Paul in advancing the gospel.
提摩太跟着保罗的带领，他也是跟保罗在福音上肩并肩的同工。
And this is what is most important here.
这个是最重要的一环。
The aim of all Timothy's work, of all his life really, is centered and grounded in the gospel of Jesus.
提摩太一生人，他的目标，他所做的工作，都是以福音做焦点，以福音来到做他的基础。
You see, this is what proves Timothy's worth in Paul's eyes and God's eyes.
这个就是提摩太在保罗的眼中，在神的眼中作出的明证。
And this ultimately is what will make us proven.
最终也都叫你成为我做我们的明证。
An unwavering stand in the great and glorious gospel of Jesus.
在我们荣耀基督的荣耀的福音里面，我们是永的信仰永不动摇。
There is no new message that we must create.
我们不需要再创立乜嘢样嘅新嘅福音。
There's no need to adorn the gospel with anything we might think would be more appealing.
我哋唔需要靠自己去谂有啲嘅更吸引嘅，将福音嚟到增加润色。
For the gospel of Jesus is powerful when it's proclaimed.
因为当基督嘅福音宣布嘅时候，系已经大有能力嘅。
So this is Timothy's second quality.
呢个就系提摩太嘅第二样嘅质素。
And so Timothy is other-centered.
提摩太他是以别人为中心的。
And he is proven.
他也有生命上的明证。
Now we move to Epaphroditus.
现在让我们讲讲以巴弗提。
Now we certainly do not know as much of Epaphroditus as we do of Timothy.
当然我们对以巴弗提的认识没对提摩太的认识那么多。
But we do know from this letter that he was sent by the Philippians bearing gifts to help Paul.
我们在这封信中可以看得到，他是腓立比教会就是将以巴弗提派去帮保罗的。
What has happened though is Epaphroditus in his mission to aid Paul got ill and so ill that he almost died.
他在帮这个保罗的使命当中呢，他就病了，病得很严重，几乎要死。
Thankfully he did not.
感谢神，他没死到。
And it was a huge relief to Paul, otherwise it would have been a burden, a sorrow upon sorrow.
他没死到呢，就使到保罗呢，感觉到很大的释放，否则的话呢，保罗会忧上加忧。
But now that he's well, Paul is eager to send him back.
他现在好回了，保罗呢，就很殷切地要将他 快返去比較會。
Epaphroditus has two qualities worth looking at that tell us of what a gospel-centered Christ follower looks like.
咁以巴弗提亦都有兩種嘅質素，係值得我哋去留意、去學習，睇下作為一個以基督以別為中心嘅人係點樣嘅。
First quality, Epaphroditus is a close partner in the gospel.
咁喺福音上，以巴弗提係一個好親切嘅夥伴。
In essence, Paul describes him as a team player.
保罗形容佢系一个团队嘅成员。He's
a co-laborer in the work of the Lord.
佢亦都系一个主内嘅同工。But
what Paul does here is use five different words to round out his description of Epaphroditus.
喺呢一处，保罗用咗五个词嚟到总结以巴弗提呢一个人系点嘅。First,
Paul calls him my brother.
首先，保罗称以巴弗提为兄弟。Not
as close as his son, as Paul calls Timothy.
佢话冇好似提摩太咁亲，称佢为儿子。But
in the same way as with how one would show affection to one in the family.
咁呢个如果系称喺家庭当中，儿子兄弟呢种嘅称谓都系同样嘅，系好亲切嘅。Second,
Paul calls him a fellow worker.
第二点，保罗称以巴弗提为系同工。He's
worked side by side in the gospel.
佢哋喺福音上肩并肩。Third,
Paul calls him a fellow soldier.
亦都叫佢系当兵嘅保罗叫嘅。
And this conveys the idea that Paul and Epaphroditus have endured hardships together.
呢个意味就话保罗同以巴弗提喺福音嘅事工上边一同受苦。Now
the last two terms are even more noteworthy because they are terms, in fact, that are titles of honor.
仲有两个嘅称号咧，就更加值得注意啊，因为呢两个称号咧都系带有一种嘅称赞同埋尊敬性。And
they rightfully belong to Paul himself.
呢两个称谓攞嚟称赞叫保罗咧，系好值得嘅。But
Paul uses them with Epaphroditus.
但系保罗用呢啲嘅称赞嘅称号咧嚟到，亦都用喺以巴弗提身上。And
so the fourth term Paul uses to describe him is as messenger.
咁第四个词咧，保罗用话以巴弗提系一个嘅使者。The
Greek word here is apostolos, or literally apostle.
咁喺希腊嘅原文咧，就系如果翻译过嚟咧，就系使徒嘅意思。
Now normally this is a term used for people who have witnessed Jesus' resurrection.
本来使徒咧就应该只系用喺一啲曾经见证到耶稣复活嘅人身上先至适合。But
Paul likely isn't using here in the same full sense.
咁当然保罗喺呢处用呢个词嘅时候，唔系指呢个嘅意思。But
by using it with Epaphroditus, he honors him.
佢系用呢个嚟到尊敬以巴弗提。
Calls him a messenger.
叫佢成为一个使者。
In the same way, with the fifth term, Paul calls Epaphroditus a minister.
第五个词咧，保罗叫呢个以巴弗提为一个牧师或者系祭司。
And again, this term, like the last, was normally used to signify dignity.
咁呢个 minister 呢个字咧，通常系用喺一啲尊贵人嘅身上嘅。
It was a word used to speak of government officials, to angels who serve God. And to temple priests.
或者通常咧用嚟咧形容一啲当时罗马政府嘅官员啊，或者系服侍神嘅天使啊，或者系一啲嘅会堂上入边嘅祭司。
So when Paul calls Epaphroditus a minister, he's honoring him.
咁佢叫佢做祭司啊，或者牧师咧，佢系尊称。
And these five terms together round out how Paul sees Epaphroditus as a partner in the gospel.
喺呢个保罗用个五个词嚟形容以巴弗提，总结咗佢系佢嘅同工。These
terms convey a sense of unity between Paul and Epaphroditus.
咁喺呢个五个词当中咧，都传递一种嘅信息，就系佢哋喺福音上边系同心一意。There's
something for us to learn if we reflect on this.
如果我哋细心咁去思考一下，我哋可以学到一啲嘅功课。We
are all called to be messengers and ministers.
我哋每一个基督徒。 都是使者，都是祭司。
And many of you I know in our church are engaged in serving faithfully.
在我们教会，我知道很多你们已经在这些事有很忠心的侍奉。
But there is still a possibility, a reality, that though united in the cause for Christ, we may find it difficult, even troublesome, to work well with others.
我们都知道在实际的生活上，当我们一起侍奉的时候呢， 我哋会系同心一意，但系亦都我哋会有时受到困扰。To
put it plainly, this is what I hear sometimes.
坦白同大家讲，有时我会听到呢啲咁嘅说话。We
love serving Christ, but we don't like serving with him or her.
我哋好中意侍奉神， 但呢我唔鍾意同嗰個人一齊侍奉或者同呢個人一齊侍奉。
And this is an attitude that is unbefitting of a partner in the gospel.
咁呢種咁嘅態度呢喺侍奉上呢係唔相宜。
This isn't partnering, this is being partial or picky.
因為呢個係屬於一種嘅偏心同埋挑剔。
It's unbefitting of being a partner in the gospel.
喺福音上咁嘅態度係唔適宜嘅。
Now if this speaks to you, I encourage you out of love and out of concern,to not simply forget this, but to lay it in prayer before God.
如果我剛才所講的剛剛講中你，我希望你不要聽了就算數，用愛心用關心帶到神面前來到祈禱。
And to ask him for the grace to grow as a partner in the gospel.
我們求神賜恩典讓我們在一起成為同工一起成長。
So that's the first quality.
這個是頭一個的質素。
So our qualities now are being other-centered,
我们所讲的质素，一个是要以别人为中心，
being proven，
我们要生命上有明证，
a partner in the work of the gospel，
在福音上是要做伙伴。
And finally，
最后，
the last quality of what a gospel-centered follower of Christ looks like is someone who takes risks for Christ。
一个跟随耶稣以福音为中心的人，最后一个质素呢，就要肯为耶稣来到福音来到冒险。
Here's what Paul says to the Philippians about Epaphroditus。And upon his upcoming return.
咁保罗叫以巴弗提翻去呢个腓立比教会嘅时候咧，佢就向腓立比教会嘅人提到以巴弗提系咁样嘅。
He says in verse 29, "Welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor men like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give."
喺29同埋30节，保罗咁样讲，故此。你们要在主里欢欢乐乐的接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，因他为作基督的功夫几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不及之处。
This last quality really excites me.
呢一种最后嘅呢一种嘅质素咧，令到我好兴奋。
Think of Epaphroditus.
我哋谂谂以巴弗提。
He sent from one city to another, bringing gifts and the mission to meet Paul's needs.
他有个使命由一个城市去到第二个城市带埋啲礼物去来到满足保罗嘅需要。
But he falls ill and almost dies.
但佢中途佢病到几乎要死。
He's doing the work of Jesus and he almost dies.
佢系为耶稣基督做工几乎要死。
The word in this passage that says risking, the word risking, actually literally means gambling.
喺呢个字冒险 risk 呢个字咧，其实一种赌博嘅意思。
In fact, the name Epaphroditus is related to the Greek goddess named Aphrodite.
咁以巴弗提呢个名字嘅意思咧，同一个希腊嘅女神系有关联嘅。
Epaphroditus, Aphrodite.
Epaphroditus and Aphrodite.
Yes. She is the goddess of gambling.
嗰个咧就系希腊嘅女神，系一个赌神。
And what this conveys to us now in our passage is that.Epaphroditus now has given his life, he's gambled his life for the sake of God.
咁呢一段嘅经文就话俾我哋听，以巴弗提为福音嘅缘故，佢将生命当作赌注，为咗基督嘅事工嘅缘故。
I wonder what you are on the edge of right now in your life.
我唔知你而家生命嘅境况去到边一个情形。
What opportunities are right in front of you for you to risk yourself for God's sake?
咁到底喺你面前有冇咩嘅机会，你会系为福音嘅缘故可以不顾性命
？Is the cost high？
呢个代价系咪好高咧
？Is the future unclear？
系咪你嘅将来系咪唔清楚咧
？Is the Spirit still leading you in obedience to this？
圣灵有冇仍然指引你、领导你嚟到去信服咧
？Take the step，
行前一步。
One professor has put it succinctly。
有一个嘅教授好简洁咁样讲
，risk or rust，
一你就要冒险，否则你就生锈。
risk or rust，
你中意冒险，亦或中意生锈
？Let me ask you this question，
容我问你一个问题。
When was the last time you took a risk for the advancement of the gospel？
你最近边一次为福音嘅缘故不顾性命
？Here's what I believe。
我是这样相信。
And what I believe the Bible teaches.
我亦都相信圣经嘅教导。
In every corner of this earth, there is an opportunity to spread the gospel.
在世界嘅任何一个角落，肯定有一种嘅机会去传福音。
In China.
在中国。
In Richmond.
在列治文。
In your doctor's office.
在你嘅医生嘅医务所。
In TNT.
在大统华。
In all these places, the work of the gospel is needed.
在每一个地方每一个角落福音有福音的需要。
And so there is a need for gospel-centered Christ followers.
所以就需要一些以跟随基督以福音为中心的人。
Our great urgency is the need to move from complacency and comfort toward repentance and risk.
所以现在我们最迫切的呢就要我们脱离自己的自满走出我们的安乐窝我们要悔改，我哋要为主而冒险，不顾性命。
This is what we need to do.
呢个系我哋需要做。
We need to repent.
我哋需要悔改。
And after that, we need to learn to risk our lives for Christ.
然之后，我哋要识得学习为主而摆上不顾性命。
I pray our church does not rust through our next 35 years.
我祈祷求神咧，叫我哋嘅教会喺嚟紧嘅35年。千祈唔好生锈。
I hope you 唔生锈。
I hope you don't rust.
But instead, you would dedicate yourself to the work and risk of proclaiming Christ.
相反，你会将你嘅生命摆上嚟到宣扬福音。
Let me ask you, have you ever heard the term YOLO? YOLO.
我想问你哋有冇听过一个叫做 YOLO? YOLO.
Probably not.
或者冇。
Your children or your grandchildren.Might know this.
或者你个仔、你个孙或者听过。
YOLO, it means you only live once.
就系话你只能活一次。
It's very popular.
呢个系好普遍、好流行嘅。
And if you say it to your children or your grandchildren, they'll probably really like you.
如果你讲你用呢句说话同你啲子孙讲咧，可能佢会中意。
You just say YOLO and you'll get points.
如果你话 YOLO 咧，你就喺佢心目上加分。
But I add three more letters to this.
帮我再加三个字。
YOLO FTG。
YOLO FTG。
You only live once for the gospel。
你只是为福音，你只能活一次。
And so these are the four qualities。
呢头先所讲嘅呢四种嘅质素。
Other-centered。
以别人为中心。
Proven。
生命上有明证。
Partner in the gospel。
喺福音上做伙伴。
And takes risks for Christ.
为基督而冒险摆上。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is what we can strive toward with God's help.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我哋可以咁样嚟到，用靠住神嘅帮助，我哋可以兴旺。
As we aim to be a thriving church here in Richmond for the cause and advance of the gospel, these qualities are qualities we all can grow in.
为咗兴旺福音，为咗兴旺教会嘅缘故。我哋可以喺呢四个质素上面嚟到成长。
And to be honest, I see these qualities already in our church.
老实同大家讲，喺我哋教会当中，我都睇见呢啲嘅质素。
And for this, I'm thankful.
呢样嘢我非常之嘅感恩。
If there's anything this passage pushes us to do, it's to imitate Christ all the more.
如果今日嘅讲道能够鼓励到大家要多觉得要多啲嘅效法基督嘅话。
This is what we're called to do.
咁咧，因为我哋系蒙召，要系咁样做嘅。
But I have one final question to you.
我最后仲有一个问题想问你。
Where do we draw the strength to grow in these qualities?
我哋喺边度嚟到支取力量嚟到喺呢四个质素上边嚟到成长呢
？From where do we find our motivation?
我哋喺边度嚟到揾到动机咁样做呢
？I turn your attention.To the very last verse of our passage.
咁我就想你睇睇今日读嘅经文最后嗰一段。
This is where Paul tells the Philippians to give Epaphroditus a big welcome and to honor him when he returns home.
最后嗰两节，保罗叫腓立比嘅信徒咧，当以巴弗大嚟到嘅时候，佢哋要喺主欢欢乐乐嘅接待佢。
And why? In verse 30, Paul says, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life.
点解系咁啊？喺三十节话，因他为作基督嘅功夫，几乎要死，不顾性命。
Think about this.
我哋思想想。
The truth is, although Epaphroditus almost died, Christ did.
以巴弗提只不过系几乎要死，但系基督系死咗。
The truth is, Jesus risked his life for us, and he didn't just almost die, he definitely died.
基督为我们的缘故，他不是只是几乎要死，他是实实在在地为我们死了。
And he died in our place.
他因为代替我们死了。
So that we might live.
他的死好叫我们活。
So that we might be righteous before God.
好叫我们在神面前得称为义。
Not of our own doing.
不是靠我们自己的行为。
But all this by grace.
完全是恩典。
恩典。
Grace.
Jesus is our motivation.
耶稣是我们的动机。
And strength to live and grow in these qualities.
是我们的力量，在这些质素上面叫我们成长。
Turn your eyes to him.
我们转眼看耶稣。
Give your whole life over to him.
将你的全人摆上。
And let us as a church strive together in unity to live lives in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
令我们一起全教会都能够在这一方面一起来成长，与我们所的福音来相称。
Amen.